Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Standard Bank is volgens Bates die grootste bank in Suid-Afrika en dit het vandag resultate vir die 6 maande tot einde Junie bekend gemaak. Die groep se wesensverdienste het met 10% tot 26,1 miljard rand gestyg en die direksie het 'n tussentydse dividend van R9.02 per aandeel verklaar en dit is ook 10% hoër as in dieselfde tydperk verlede jaar. Sim Chabalala is die uitvoerende hoof, hy is op die lyn. Sim, thank you so much for your time. Standard Bank describes this as record results. And it comes from a high base. So where did this growth come from?
Great. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, 26.1 billion rand. That's 10% up. It came left, right and center, to be frank. We had a great performance from our corporate and investment bank, which was up 15% at 13.8 billion rand. There was also a great performance from our insurance and asset management business, which delivered a great performance and a great return on equity. And then the South African operations, if you look at it from a geographic perspective, were fantastic. They now constitute 51% of our group, and South Africa was up 14% at 10.9 billion rand. Inside South Africa, if you look at the business units, the star performer actually was actually the retail bank. Our retail bank performed brilliantly, right? And so it came from a portfolio. That's another way maybe to express it. Standard Bank, 21 countries, 4 business units, a great portfolio, retail bank growing 12% in South Africa.
Banks are normally, or their growth in profitability are normally quite correlated to the economic performance of the underlying markets. Now, in South Africa, we've seen depressed growth. We've actually seen a deceleration in growth because of international problems. So why do you think you've performed better than the underlying conditions?
The obvious thing to state is that you don't draw direct correlations from the aggregates to business activity. And so the South African economy, however, has grown and will grow at about 1.3% this year. And the drivers of that growth include the execution by the South African government and business community of Operation Vulindlela, where you saw, for example, on electricity progress. Reforms in logistics. We now have 11 train operating companies. You saw the rollout of the spectrum and the fiber. And so these structural reforms give rise to more activity by corporates. And that shows up in private sector credit extension, which I'm sure you've been following. There's a tale of two cities there. The corporate side is growing very fast. And then the retail side is growing slower, but is increasing in the rate at which it is growing.
I want to jump to artificial intelligence because in your results documentation, you actually disclose a lot of interesting information. It's probably some of the most comprehensive info I've seen about the usage of AI in a business since I've been looking for it. And you've disclosed that 72% of your employees now actively use generative AI. And generative AI, of course, is, you know, these applications that can generate information, ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, etc. What are these employees using it for, and does it have a big impact?
Rick, let me make a couple of general points. The first one is artificial intelligence is definitely a general purpose technology like the iPhone, computer, electricity, steam. It's going to change the world fundamentally. If you said to me, how is it going to change it? I'll say to you, I don't know, but I just know that it will. The second point is that, yes, you're right. About 40,000 of our people are active users. And they're using it for a range of things, ranging from writing speeches, answering emails, having conversations with clients, to coding. The next big point to make is that we have got a central strategy, as you saw in that presentation and in that slide, where we have got 4 major thrusts that we are focused on in the organization, focused on artificial intelligence. And the best way to express them is they have to do with client experience, with efficiency, with risk management and with compliance is the way I would explain it to people. And that what we're trying to do is improve the client experience and do it more efficiently so that we can deliver more. Your obvious question is, do I think that there are going to be job losses? And I will say to you, no, there will be changed jobs. It would interest you to know that in the last year, for example, Standard Bank employed an additional 1.4% staff, and many of them were entry-level people. They were retail staff. So it's a brave new age, Rick.
The disruption of this generative AI, I don't think it's people or businesses comprehend it fully yet. But I think the theory would be for people to use their intellectual capacities rather than to perform repetitive tasks. So can you see that the way the bank works is changing?
Yes, and I can also use myself as an example, Rick. There was a time when my presentations or my speeches took forever to do, whereas now my team working with me uses Perplexity and it's cut the time to a fraction of what it used to be, just by way of example. It's made us more productive. We can produce more, we can write more, can spend more time with clients, can spend more time on problem solving, etc. That's the one end of it. The other one, which people don't often talk about, is that in this age of AI, cybercrime is going to get ever more sophisticated and you cannot fight AI but with AI. You actually need AI to fight AI.
Talking about the cyber risks, Standard Bank and Liberty were victim of a big cyber attack, I think April, May this year, and hackers got access or unauthorized access to the bank and Liberty's systems. What was the extent of that hack and have you been able to trace the culprits?
Let me start with the second last part of your question. The hack was extensive. A great deal of data was stolen, but the hackers did not get access to operating systems, in other words, payments and so forth. They didn't get access to people's accounts. We immediately notified the authorities, explained to the authorities the steps we were taking to remediate the situation. And similarly, we informed clients that were affected by the data breach. We systematically removed the threat actors from our systems, and we're quite satisfied that we are now pretty soon back to steady state. I have to tell you, Rake, that in this new world, this is not the first and it's also not the last of these hacks. In South Africa alone, there's over a dozen of data hacks, data thefts that have happened. And all of us just need to keep raising our game, improve, raise the walls, put in the alarms, make sure people don't move from one bedroom to the next, and make sure you can identify them once they're in, make sure you're able to get them out, make sure you know what they've taken, and then protect yourself. Use a home analogy.
Yeah, that's a good one. But then you also have somebody sitting on the porch who's a normal individual, not an IT expert, and those are your clients. And they are also in the crosshairs from highly, highly personalized cyber attacks. And many people lose money. So how can you protect your clients in this very, very high-tech environment?
A number of ways. Firstly, by improving our own tech systems. So being able to identify and detect unusual patterns and then alerting our clients, being able to identify once inappropriate payments are being made and stopping them, teaching and working with clients to make sure that they can identify when they are being scammed, helping clients to protect themselves, making sure people know that the bank will never phone you to ask you for your PIN number, for example. And so there's a series of steps that the industry and the banks have taken and we ourselves have taken, that if our clients follow those steps, they will be protected. And we're constantly educating our staff and our clients on how to protect themselves.
Are these fraudulent activities increasing or decreasing? Or maybe put differently, do you see an increase in your clients being duped or a decrease?
An increase, undoubtedly. An increase. And especially for older and vulnerable people.
I think that's going to be the challenge, probably. You know, yes, the clients made mistakes to allow these criminals into their bank accounts, but it's been facilitated by an ever-increasing technology challenge from the bank side.
And it's a joint venture between us, the clients, and the law enforcement authorities, right, to keep raising the standard, making it more difficult for criminals to perpetrate these acts, getting the clients to become more vigilant, improve their own protections, and it's a joint venture.
Sim baie dankie, dit was Sim Chabalala, die uitvoerende hoof van Standard Bank.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.